Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on December 7th, 2017. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful, beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For additional information, visit their website at academyofforeignlanguages.com, that's all spelled out, or call 310-975-4133.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose, that's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com. And executive producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great today, Joe. You know, did you see the weekend guide this morning? It is packed with so many events this weekend. It's absolutely nutty, and it's been nonstop. You know, the last 2 weeks, it's been nonstop. Tons of stuff going on. And I just wanted to mention tonight, I am going to be performing elf duties on the Manhattan Beach Santa sleigh tonight. Are you going to make it?
I am absolutely going to make it, Jackie. I love that event, and I'm coming. I'll be there.
All right. Okay. Just wanted to make sure you're going to be there. All right. So let's just get right to it because we got a lot to talk about, and we have a lot of guests today.
Oh boy, do we! This is exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So our guests this morning are Tracy McMartin and Denise Harkins. They're the co-chairs of the King Harbor Holiday Boat Parade Committee. Julie Call, co-founder of the King Harbor Boating Foundation. Abby Featherstone, head coach of the King Harbor Youth Foundation. And Ron Grassel, Sea Scout skipper for the King Harbor Yacht Club. Now, this morning, our guests are going to fill us in on what we can expect at the King Harbor Holiday Boat Parade this year. It takes place in King Harbor Marina on Saturday, December 9th, and starts at 4:30. And we're also going to learn about the charities that are going to benefit from this event. So, Tracy, Denise, Julie, Abby, Ron, welcome back to the program. We're so glad you could join us this morning. This is becoming an annual event.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning,
all of you. This is a signature event here in the South Bay. We love to talk about this event, and the spectacle, just viewing this event, is an amazing experience. I think certainly everyone in the South Bay should have that experience sometime. So, well, where should I start? I think we'll start with the co-chairs, Tracy and Denise. Tracy, tell us a little bit about the history of the King Harbor Holiday Boat Parade.
The parade was started 26 years ago by Inez and Hal Davidson, and it was pretty much a joke at the table at the yacht club. They were sitting there looking at their boat. It was a beautiful fall winter evening, and Hal says to Inez, you know, it's beautiful, we should have a boat parade. And Inez goes, okay, we will. And he thought she was joking, and her and a group of ladies from our night watch fleet put together, on a very limited budget, the first King Harbor Boat Parade, and we've been going strong ever since.
Right, right.
It was
wow.
a lark.
Well, I mean, you have your boats, and it's decorated, potentially. Were any of the boats decorated in the first parade, Denise?
Oh, yes.
Or do you know?
Yes, they were. They've had a history of decorating boats within the harbor, just naturally.
Right.
People decorate their boats.
Right.
If you haven't gone down and walked through the harbor during Christmas time, it's very, very fun because it's very festive and everybody's decorated their boats up. So they just basically took them out of the slip one night and decided to go around in a circle and entertain people. They were already decorated, so.
But
I scarcely
think that they could have imagined what it would turn into, because now when you look at
they're still amazed daily.
They must be, because what, you know, it's become such a spectacle, and I just want to focus on that for a moment. Just the kid-like awe that you have, Julie Call. There's something magical about this.
There certainly is. I know our kids enjoy decorating for the boat parade, and also being on the boat and out on the water. It's a new experience for a lot of them. They don't come from families that own boats. So for them to get out on the water and be rock stars for the 2 hours that they are going around and making the circles and having the crowd screaming and clapping, it's awesome.
Right, right. And, of course, today we have the Sea Scout Skipper for the King Harbor Yacht Club. Ron, can you explain the role of being the Sea Scout Skipper?
Hi, Joe. Yeah, sure. it's sort of like a Boy Scout troop, you know, like a scoutmaster kind of job where you just kind of watch over the ship, make sure all the kids are just following the rules and having a good time. You know, it's mostly supposed to be a scout or a Sea Scout run ship. So we're really there just to support them and make sure that they're being safe and just having, you know, having good time sailing and getting to know the boats. That's pretty much what we do.
Okay. Okay. So we want to talk a little bit about the history of the yacht club. So who wants to talk about the history? I want a story. What is the King Harbor Yacht Club?
I think
who
Tracy
wants to cover
should take
that?
She's the historian.
Tracy. Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Goodness gracious. King Harbor Yacht Club, we've been around, the clubhouse was built in 1963. It's been a club that was established on sailing and boating, but we've expanded including fishing and SUPs. It's a very friendly, family-friendly yacht club. We have a very strong boating community within the harbor. My husband's family is one of the original members. He's been involved since day one. And so it's a great club that promotes the sport of sailing from both a relaxed sailing event to competitive racing, producing, you know, world-class sailors. We have a very strong junior sailing program. The fishing program in the past has had strong programs for teaching younger kids how to fish. So it's a very diverse boating community with a lot of interest that works together as a wonderful family.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
What else can I answer?
Well, there's the history, of course, and then we're going to talk about the specifics of the boat parade. But I don't want to get into the specifics of the boat parade without talking about the sponsors. The sponsors are everything, and we want to talk about them right up front. So the King Harbor Youth Foundation, let's talk about that. Who's going to take
Youth
that?
Youth Foundation. I'm the coach at the Youth Foundation, so I guess I could talk about it.
All right.
Basically, the foundation is a nonprofit 501c3. We offer a lot of different programs to the community, not just Yacht Club members. A lot of it has to do with sailing. I'm actually thinking about it. All of it is sailing related. We have a nine-week summer sailing camp where we teach kids from all over. We get kids from all over the state that come and visit in the summer. And then obviously a lot of local kids, and they spend about 2 weeks, sometimes more if they sign up again. And we teach them how to sail in that time period right here in King Harbor. And then
right.
we also
right.
have a sort of an outreach program called New Channels, where we reach out to kids who are underprivileged living in the South Bay who don't really have any experience with the water. Most of them don't. We've worked with kids who come from foster care, kids who have disabilities. So we kind of spend a day with them about once a month and get them out on the water.
Right. Unfortunately, not everyone in the South Bay owns a boat and a slip in King Harbor. And unfortunately, as Julie knows very well, there are kids that have lived within 5 miles of the ocean that have never been on the water. And it's unbelievable. This is something that I know many of you are very passionate about, getting more people to experience the water, the majesty of it, maybe appreciate it more, maybe think about, you know, trash and runoff and all these things much, much more. Julie, tell me about waterfront education.
Waterfront education gets people out on the water and teaches them to interact with nature and how to care for the ocean. So we do talk a lot about conservation. While we do offer sailing, as the other organizations do, we also get kids out on kayaks and stand-up paddle boards. And it's on those two types of vessels that we actually see the connection when we have them picking up trash in the harbor. And we talk about what happens to the trash and how it ends up in the Pacific Gyre. And, you know, these are things that we talk to them, like, how could you make a difference, you know, besides just picking up the trash and not using single-use plastics, which are, you know, like plastic bottles and things like that. So what we're seeing is not only do the kids develop confidence, but they're developing an understanding of the ocean at a young age, because really they are the caretakers. And a lot of people don't realize, but we get like 70% of the oxygen we breathe comes from the ocean. And right now it's not in very good shape.
Julie, I hear the word gyre and my blood turns cold. Tell me, what does that mean?
So a gyre, which by the way is a great Scrabble word, is a gyre is an area of where currents come together in a circular motion. And they, in essence, trap the trash. And it's not the trash like landfill trash like people envision. It's actually what happens to the trash is with the sunlight, it breaks down into little pieces. And then those little pieces, you know, float around in the circular motion. And then the animals think that those little pieces are food, and then they eat them, and then it goes down the food chain from there.
Now, to expand this discussion a little bit, I mean, as you say, it isn't like we think of. This is very well washed trash. It's in the ocean. It's washed. We're not talking about bacteria or other kinds of contamination. We're talking about physical crap in the ocean that is circulating. And as you say, animals eat it. You know, it's just ugly and really unsightly.
Did I hear recently where there's somebody developed some sort of a vacuum to suck all that crap out of the ocean? Does anybody know about that?
There was something being tested in the context of a marina, but as far someone will come up with a solution, I'm sure at some point. But the problem in just having a vacuum suck it out is that you also get all the animals. So that, I mean, that's not a simple solution. There's a lot of good videos out there that talk about the situation, but anyway, maybe we should steer back to like boat parade. Sorry to take us off on that little tangent.
I think people need to know.
Well, yeah, but that it's not the topic of this show. This show, we're focusing on the boat parade. But a couple of people mentioned you do a lot of the King Harbor Yacht Club does a lot of community outreach. You have your Seafair every year, which has become very popular. Julie, there's a new event that the first time you just did it was this past summer. I'm blanking on the name of it. What's that?
For the first time, the Sea Lab and Waterfront Education did a summer solstice fundraiser.
Summer solstice. Yes.
So we did our first one. We'll be doing another one in June. But it turns out the timing for the community is really a nice one because school has just finished and summer is just starting. And so it was a great way for all of us to kick off like, okay, summer's here. You know, let's enjoy the fact that we live in this beautiful harbor and we get to live by the ocean and be out on the water.
Yes, yes. Fun event. I attended last year. And let's get Denise in here. Denise is one of the co-chairs for the Holiday Boat Parade. Denise, being a co-chair of this event, being a chair of pretty much any event is pretty much a thankless job, isn't it? tell us how you got involved in this.
Well, that's a funny story. I've been a member of the Yacht Club for 24 years, and our Yacht Club is a volunteer organization. So most of the job, we run on a very limited staff, and the rest of the jobs within the club are done by staff, by members of the club. And So that covers everything from, board of directors to people who plan our budgets, who do our maintenance, oversee the maintenance of the club, the boatyard, the docks. Even putting the marker buoys in the harbor for our races and our social, and it goes on and on and on. So obviously this is, we need to find volunteers to help run events such as this. And Tracy, her husband this year, is in charge of the boat parade. It falls under his watch, as we say. And she asked me to help her out, and I happen to be available, so that's how it happened.
Okay.
And it was fun. We've had a good time.
It's a big job though. So let's talk about the numbers. Tracy, how many entries do we have? I know sometimes they come in late, right under the wire, but where do you project the number of boats and then go through the categories? We haven't even talked about the different categories in large measure yet. So let's talk about categories and then numbers of entrants.
Okay, we are the boat parade is open to both SUPs, paddle crafts such as kayaks, and some of the smaller outriggers, and that group starts their parade at 4:30. Then the boat parade with the big boats, they start at 5:30, and there's power boats and sailboats in that of different sizes. What was the other question? There's judges, so they'll be judging. There's different categories to win in as far as the sweepstakes, which is, you know, the most lighted with the music and just kind of covers the overall theme. There's trophies for best decorated powerboat over 30, powerboat under 30, sailboat over 32, sailboat under 32, best animation, best music, best following themes. There's a lot of opportunities to get involved. As of the skipper's meeting last night, we had 17 17 boats participating, although I believe probably within the next couple of days we'll get another five or six.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I predict this year we'll probably be over 20, 23, 24 boats, mm-hmm. which is great. It's a makes for an intimate boat parade. You get to really see the boats.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we have our Grand Marshal boat, the Disappearance, which will be there and have music, have the David Sousa band performing and will be lit up and is a great way to start our parade as far as when the big boats get started. So it's a great opportunity. We are still taking sign-ups. If people want to participate, it's not too late.
Yes,
they can go to khyc.org, and there's a flyer on there with mine and Denise's contact information. Please feel free to contact us. And it's just going to be a really fun event with a lot of beautiful, beautiful boats. The weather is supposed to be very nice, so it's you know, not going to be a cold, shaking winter night. It's going to be a beautiful California night, which suits our theme called California Christmas with our lifeguard shack and our surfboard. And just, you know, when you think of California at Christmas time, you think of going to the beach and, you know, riding your bike or your surfboard and then just enjoying a tropical evening.
Right. Right.
Yeah, that's fun. That's fun. You know, I know it wasn't that long ago that you added the SUPs category, which, you know, the stand-up paddle boards and the kayaks and the smaller vessels. I love that. I love that because those, I mean, everybody goes all out, but I just noticed that the SUP people, they really make an effort, considering, you know, they don't have a whole boat to work with, you know. They don't have places to plug things in. They don't have generators and stuff. And yet they still manage to get out there and light up the night. It is so much fun. They're in costume. They've got decorations. There's trees and dogs made up as reindeers. And that's such a fun addition. And as you mentioned, they have to go out earlier while it's still light out.
Yes.
So they'll be out on the water at 4:30, and they make their one loop around the harbor and come back in because you don't want them out there with the big boats and stuff. I think that's a great addition. How fun is that?
Yeah. I agree.
They're very imaginative. They're a very creative group to have the limited resources to put across the theme and to light up themselves. And if you haven't seen it, it's something worth seeing because it's not what you. You can't imagine how these people do this, but it's hilarious and a lot of fun.
I know. The first time I saw it, the first year I saw it, there was somebody out there. They were dressed as a very elaborate angel. They had wings,
yes.
And there were hundreds of lights on this person on the outfit and the wings. And I thought, oh my God, you know. Electricity, water, not a good combination, you know. But they really, really do go all out. I mean, I've seen people they have full-on Christmas trees on their paddleboards, you know.
Sure.
I keep assuming that they have to be great paddleboarders because I would never be able to manage that. I can't keep my own balance. Never mind a dog, a tree, an elf, a sleigh, you know. So they do a fantastic job. They really do a fantastic job.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Wonderful. So now, Ron, we haven't heard much more from you about any requirements that you want to get out there. Tracy and Denise are talking about people coming in the door, but what do you want people that are going to be participating to think about as they prepare to put their hat in the ring?
Oh, well, for us, the amazing thing is we have trouble getting kids to come down to the harbor. I think it's one of the problems. And you know, the whole yacht club is run by really older people, and I think it's a pretty standard problem for most of these groups is to get younger people down to the boats,
Ron,
and down to the yacht club.
You're saying they're not as young as you are?
No, it's just that there's so many distractions for kids today. There's so many of them that are just deeply involved with school projects that just keep them just buried under it. And then, you know, we hear this from the kids that do come down that they just can't come because they're so busy with school. But, you know, when they do come down, they're kind of like, this is so relaxing compared to what they've been doing, and they're just totally impressed. Once we get them, we see a lot of them. But you know, getting new kids down seems to be one of the biggest issues we have.
You know, that is a tragedy. That is a darn tragedy, because we've got this great facility. We've got the waterfront. We've got the harbor. You've got that great facility. You, as I said, so much community outreach going on. I know Julie and Abby doing tremendous work with youth, not necessarily local youth, but all youth. But the fact that I love where you're situated. You know, the club is on the, it's a great location. There's so much for kids to do down there, and it's so hard to get them in, and something's got to change in the schools. It's just getting ridiculous.
Jackie, what is John Sakis, what is his organization again?
Kids and Fishing, Fishing and Kids, Julie, do you
City
know?
To
I can't remember.
Or something like that?
Yeah, they're City to Sea. I know he was having issues with his boat. I haven't heard about it in a while, so yeah.
All right.
So somebody mentioned the Grand Marshal boat, the disappearance. Who wants to tell us? Tracy, you want to tell us about the Grand Marshal?
The Grand Marshal, yes. The disappearance was owned by the Meister brothers, who started Body Glove many years ago. And why both brothers have passed on, their sons are running the boat. And so they have graciously donated the disappearance to be our Grand Marshal boat since the very beginning. So that has just been a wonderful, wonderful thing for the Boat Parade Committee, because that kind of takes a little load off your chest. It's one of our biggest, beautiful boats in the harbor. The Maestros have always been very generous in supporting the parade and taking out our Grand Marshal, taking out various guests. Decorating the boat, providing music. They'll come to the club at 4. It's just this whole festive energy they bring that kind of starts off the event on a really wonderful, exciting note. And we're very appreciative of the time and the energy. Being a boat owner, I understand how much goes into it. You just don't walk on your boat and go take people. There's a lot of prep time that goes in beforehand to make it a really good event that everybody enjoys. So we're very happy to have them and look forward to hearing some great music and seeing some great lights.
Yeah, yeah. As somebody mentioned, they pull up to the club dock there a little early. You have some mm-hmm. live music. The VIPs are mixing and mingling and having sips and bites and
yes.
before and then they start off the parade. Now, who is going to be the Grand Marshal this year?
Denise, you take this one.
Vera Jimenez, who is the meteorologist for KTLA, Channel 5 here in Los mm-hmm. Angeles, she has graciously agreed to be our Grand Marshal. We're very excited. The good thing about Vera is that she's also a local resident and a business owner. Her and her husband mm-hmm. are owners of the Hermosa Beach Fish Shop on Pier Avenue. Mm. So it's a perfect fit for us. We couldn't be more thrilled.
She's going to be a great Grand Marshal, I predict, in the long
yeah,
line
I
of great
so.
Grand Marshals.
Yeah, we've had some very interesting people over the years. Yeah.
I don't want to play favorites, and Ron can help me with this, but I think Bo Derek was one of my favorites. I mean, that was kind of having the woman. The 10 as the Grand Marshal kind of blew my mind. I'm sorry.
Yes,
no,
that was quite a coup, yeah.
Oh, my
gosh. Well, last year I particularly cared for all the first responders. So
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That was a very good team last year.
That was a very good team last year.
Yeah. That's a politically correct favorite.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, let's do a quick station break, and when we come back, I want to hear about all the sponsors that make this possible.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show, and we are so thrilled to be talking about this amazing event here on the coast of the Pacific Ocean, the 2017 King Harbor Holiday Boat Parade. It's one of the signature events here in our local community, the South Bay, but it is certainly something that people from all over the world have experienced through various videography and shows that have been done on this this parade. It's a can't miss event. At least a few times in your lives, you should check it out. We hope you can. And we're going to talk more about it, and you're going to hear all about it right here. We're not taking calls today. We apologize, but we have a full panel and lots of information that we want to get out. So thank you for joining us today, and we're back. Jackie?
All right. So who wants to take on the sponsor list?
Go ahead, Tracy.
Okay.
That was quick.
Real quick, okay, we are very thankful for our sponsors, some of our top sponsors that have 4 years. Chevron Corporation is one of our diamond sponsors. The City of Redondo Beach is one of our sponsors, and not only have the city helped us with our fees and waivers and as far as all the things that we have to have legally to perform this function within the city and the harbor, this year they are kind enough to, through the Parks Department, are paying for the bleachers that will be on Mole B or Moonstone Park for the public to go and sit and watch the parade, and they will also have food trucks there for those who are not club members who can't come to the club, but this is a public viewing area. We also have another major sponsor is the AES Corporation, King Harbor Association. The King Harbor Association is associated with the pier. They are having holiday functions on the pier, music. The stores are participating in events. If you'd like to come watch the parade from the pier and enjoy what the King Harbor Association has going on there, that's also open to the public. Maurice LaCroix Switch Watches is a new sponsor that's come in. This is his second year, very generous in his donations. Some of our other sponsors are the Shade Hotel, Blue Pacific Yachts, San Pedro Fish Market, South Bay Galleria, Portofino Plaza. Portofino has supplied us with a room every year for one of our judges to watch the parade and get a different view of the boat, Crown Plaza, and then we also have Redondo Marine. And so we're very thankful for all of the generous and support of all of our sponsors because that's how this event happens.
Yeah, and, as Joe and I know, nothing happens without the sponsors.
Nothing.
Truthfully.
Did we mention Chevron?
Yeah, Chevron was the top one. Chevron is one of our diamond sponsors.
They are everywhere. They are everywhere. They are.
Yes, they are.
I mean, talk about commitment to the local community. Few, can match Chevron's commitment, and it's wonderful to have them on board. And, of course, we want to talk about now, it is the holiday boat parade.
Yes.
But there's a theme, and I'm not even going to say it, but what is the theme, Denise?
Theme is California Christmas.
You said the word.
I said the word.
It starts with C, ends with an S, and it has a C-R-H-R-I-S-T in the middle.
Yes, yes. It was a decision, you know. It may not be as politically correct as some people would like, but it is a way to. I mean, if you take out the Christmas part, let's just say it's California. You know, California holiday parade just didn't quite work, but
that could be the 4th of July.
Yeah,
right, you know what
right.
I mean. Yeah, holiday is a little general.
Yes. Yeah. Holiday's a little general.
Yeah.
And when you put lights on your boat, you're putting Christmas lights on your boat.
Thank you.
We put, we decided to put Christmas back in the Christmas park. So
okay.
Whether they'll
go.
Do that again next year or not, I don't know. But this year we took the leap and we went with it. So.
Okay, no problem. I just wanted to cover that clearly.
I I have a whole list of things here that I want to make sure we get the information out. Denise,
right.
Do you want to tell us about viewing locations for the parade? As you said, it's a private club. It's invitation only for the yacht club. But what other areas can people go to view the parade?
Well, okay, so the viewing area, of course, anywhere along the seawall will be viewing areas, and that is always open to the public. I would suggest to people that they either arrive very early or they find an alternate form of transportation, Uber, Lyft, taxi,
right.
Something, have get dropped off in the area. There is very limited parking in the harbor, as we all know. There
right.
will be at for people who don't know where Moonstone Park or Mole B is, it is where you come in between the Bay Club and Blue Water Grill. At the end mm-hmm. of that mole, as it's called, is where the grandstands will be. And the grandstands are, I believe they're 10 rows high and it's 40 feet wide. So it's fairly decent sized
mm-hmm.
at that. And that will come right out and that'll be right on the water. I don't know how many people that will accommodate, but you can also stand mm-hmm. all along the wall there and
did you say 10 rows?
From that area. It's 10 rows.
10 rows high?
Four,
10 rows high, 40 feet
high.
Wide? I can tell you the standard is 20 times 10, 200.
Okay. Good.
Well,
glad
yeah, well, it. No, those that's just the bleachers. There's
right.
plenty of room
right.
to roam around there too. As you mentioned, there's going to be some food trucks out there. You get hot cocoa, coffee, little
food
snack
truck.
Or something. But it's right
yeah.
there in front of the rocks, and every year, you know, people sit on the rocks. You know, people are milling around on the sides. So there's plenty of room there. And then the grassy area to the south of that, Moonstone Park.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned the seawall. Portofino Hotel always has a party in their lobby. They've got the seawall right off their lobby doors.
Right.
And over by the sport fishing pier, there's
yeah.
some seawall over there, sport fishing pier. And we also know that, yeah, depending on the weather, it depends on the weather, the wind specifically, whether the boats will go out to the mouth of the harbor. They normally
well, they're not
do circles.
Yeah, they're not going to go out to the mouth of
they're
the
not.
Harbor this
okay.
year. No, we had to make an executive decision months ago, and we
uh-huh.
decided that we would change we would shorten the route to what would be what we would call the bad weather route or the
right.
that we have the
right.
fair weather route and the bad weather route, but
right.
Because we never know, and they needed us to make that decision, it is the shorter circle.
Okay.
So
right.
they will come
right.
down
the
harbor. They
route.
Will turn
okay.
into the they'll turn into the area just a little bit in front of the fishing pier and Ruby's and along the seawall, and then come back out and then come back around.
Right.
Okay. All right. Okay. Great. Now you mentioned parking. I know in the past AES has allowed people to park there. Where can people? We're suggesting you get there by some way other than a car. You know, have somebody
yeah.
drop you off. Use taxi, bike, walk, skateboard.
Right.
But if you must drive, where is
right.
parking?
Now, I just want to interject.
The regular park. Okay.
Well, I'm sorry. I was just going to interject. My standard. For other holidays, besides a California Christmas at the harbor, is Redondo Union High School. Easy, and you can walk down very easily. Redondo Union High School has tremendous amount of parking, and there's likely nothing going on. There you go.
That's
okay.
Great
That's
idea.
Great idea.
Love it.
Where else?
Well, there is parking, of course, along the street with the meters. There
mm-hmm.
is
mm-hmm.
AES is not an option for parking, I believe, at this
mm.
point.
No, they're not
because mm. of they're not right. Tracy?
They're AES is not, and it's circumstances beyond our control.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
There is limited parking in the harbor. So there is parking at. Ruby's.
Well, there's
the
parking
Ruby's
at
parking
the pier.
Lot, and there's parking at the pier.
There's parking at the pier. There's
so
parking
okay.
at Ruby's parking lot. And then again, Redondo
okay.
Union is a great a great place to look at, because it's a walk, but it's also, by the time you walk back to your car, a lot of the traffic should have dissipated.
Yeah.
So it helps prevent more congestion.
If you can bike down, that's the way to go. Again, Uber, Lyft, taxi, that's always the best way to do it. So no parking at AES this year. There's some limited street parking. And again, we should mention, this is free.
Yep.
It's free. Everybody is welcome. Come down to the waterfront. You know, the pier, as somebody mentioned earlier, is going to have their holiday concert and Santa on the pier. I think that runs through 4 o'clock, right? So go down to the pier. 2 to 4, right. So go down to the pier, listen to some great music. They have a surf band that does all the classic Christmas songs. So do that, and then you can mosey on over to the marina and enjoy the boat parade. And, of course, tons of fantastic restaurants in the area. You know, so, you know, make a day of it. You know,
sure.
Make a day of it. Go out for dinner before or after. It's a fun, fun event.
I would like to mention that the parade is basically complete by about 7:15, 7:30. So it's a great starter to your evening, too. If you have other holiday events to go to, come down, you know, watch the parade, and then go on to your Christmas parties. And it's wonderful. It's just a great event.
It is. And I'm just going to throw this out there. Shade Redondo Beach, the new Shade Hotel in Redondo Beach, they're having a viewing party on their aqua deck. So that's another place. That information is up on my website. You can call and make a reservation. I'm sure, you know, a lot of the other restaurants, you know, Portofino does something. Can you see it from Joe's Crab Shack? Is that a good spot location to watch?
Yes,
I
would say that's a good
turning
location. They'll be turning there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What an amazing event. Ron, you've seen this each year. What is your take on why this one has become the big one? I mean, you guys have a lot of events every year. The King Harbor Yacht Club is very active most of the year with the members and other, you know, charitable events. But this one has become so big. Why do you think that is?
Well, it's always been a big one for us. It's a chance for us to get out and show off our big boat. So we're going to have one of everything we have is donated. So we have a donated boat. We're going to have donated lights, and we're going to have borrowed donated generators on the boat and donated sound system, and you name it, everything has been donated. And we have to put all this stuff together for the parade. So we're going to start doing that today, actually, getting all this stuff together and start putting lights up and gathering kids together and put the zip ties on the boat to put it all down on the halyards and pull the stuff up. And it goes on and on and on. And we just do this like all the free time we have between now and the start of the parade. Like, we'll probably be doing this right up to 5 o'clock Saturday evening. And then, make sure everything's running. It's check and double check and make sure nobody's going to get electrocuted by all the wire. We got about 10,000 wires running around the boat. It's a real process to do this, and it's work and work and work, and then you do the 2 hours going around and around in the harbor, and it's really dark and things are just crazy when we do this. But it's I don't know. It tests your character to do this stuff.
It's a great time. It's a labor of love, is what it is. Now, quickly. Okay, so these three charities, Waterfront Education, King Harbor Youth Foundation, Santa Monica Bay Maritime Training, the Sea Scouts, are each of you going to have your own boat in the parade with the kids? Do you have three separate boats?
Yeah, we are. The Sea Scouts are. I think everybody else normally, if they don't have a boat, they're helping with somebody else's boat.
Yeah, the Youth Foundation, we're also in the parade.
Yeah, Waterfront Education is as well.
Okay, so you're going to have your own boats. Now, each of you, within the theme, you have themes, right?
Oh, for the Sea Scouts, the theme is that there's two secrets to putting on a pretty good boat parade for us. One is put up lights, put up lights, put up more lights. And the other one is make sure your ID number, every boat is given a big number plaque. And another secret is make sure your number plaque is lit up so that the judges can see your number. If you do those two things, you're pretty much guaranteed to get a trophy. We've probably gotten a trophy every other year, every third year with the Sea Scouts, but that's the two. I think the secret is get up lots of lights and more lights. That's worked pretty well for us.
Abby, what do you guys have your own? Are you allowed to tell us? Can you give us a sneak peek of what your group's going to be doing?
Let me just tell you that I'm not even really sure what the kids are going to come up with. Right now we have, I know it's scary to think, we have about 10 high school sailors.
It's 2 days away. It's 2 days away.
I know. Well, I told my high schoolers, I said, hey, this is for you guys. This is, you know, your chance to be creative. And, like, last year they came up with this cool light board and they put their, like, RUHS because they go to Redondo Union. They sail for the team and they made this cool light board. And I said, yeah, that's great. So I'm kind of giving them that creative freedom to the theme, obviously.
One moment. I have to refer back to that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening from Iowa or, I don't know, Poughkeepsie or someplace, yeah, our local high school has a sailing club. Yes, it's California. That's how we roll.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
California Christmas, right?
That's right. That's right.
So Abby, you leave it in their hands. You tell them you guys got to come up with how we're going to decorate this thing. So you still don't know. You got 2 days to go, and so basically, you're just going to show up, and it's going to be done.
Well, so I have to get the lights and the generator, like Ron said, the more lights, that's like its own project, is just to make sure that the lights are working from last year and the generator's fine. But as far as like what the kids are going to do to stick to the theme, like what they're going to wear and, that's kind of their own creative side. So.
All right. And Julie, does Waterfront Education have a plan?
We have a plan, and we've been working on it in our innovation hub at Sea Lab. And so the kids have been working away, and I don't want to give too much away, but it's going to be very California Christmas. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
All right.
Suspense.
Everybody is very secretive about their designs. We don't know ahead of time what anybody's going to do. And it has become quite the competition and how to outdo each other from year to year. And so it's part of the fun that it's all a big mystery. And when the boat parade starts, we shoot out this cannon from our, the boats go out and start circling if you haven't been before. And they're all dark and they're in their, in their circle and they're going around. And then the cannon blasts and all the lights turn on at the same time. And that's spectacular. And that's when we first get to see the vision that people have had.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
When that cannon goes off, the whole neighborhood shakes.
Yes, that's why you need a noise variance permit from the city of Redondo Beach for that.
Oh, I never thought of that. Oh my goodness. A lot of regulations you have to deal with to put something like this on with. And it goes back to what I was saying to Tracy and Denise earlier, the co-chairs. It's a lot of work, but it is a labor of love, as he described. It really is. It's a terrific event. So let's give out this information one more time. The King Harbor Holiday Boat Parade in King Harbor Marina takes place on Saturday, December 9th. It starts at 4:30. The SUPs and small craft will come out and do a lap, after which the boats will light up the night at 5 o'clock. It's a fantastic event. 5:30. You got to give the subs an hour, yeah, to make their loop. Again, plenty of areas to view it, plenty of restaurants to have something to eat, go over to the pier beforehand, enjoy the concert, visit with Santa. If you're nice, give him your list. And then head on over to the harbor for our big annual holiday boat parade. The Grand Marshal this year is Vera Jimenez from KTLA and our own Hermosa Beach Fish Shop. Joe, anything else you need to know?
Well, I'm excited about it, and I think what I want to do is I want to thank Tracy McMartin and Denise Harkins for your leadership, and I do hope that you come back because I think you've done a great job in leading the King Harbor Holiday Boat Parade into the future. I know, Jackie, I think we talked to Mark a little bit, and it's not as big, and we haven't had the sort of the involvement of the sponsors that we would like, but that's going to change, Tracy and Denise. You guys have really set a great foundation.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You know, I wanted to ask, talking about, you explained quite well how your organization is all volunteer. You have a beautiful facility down there in the harbor, the King Harbor Yacht Club, and you said it's all volunteer. People maintain the docks. People help out, like Abby and Julie, with the foundation, separate foundations, education and youth. How many members do you have at the King Harbor Yacht Club?
We have 488 regular members, and then we have junior members, junior flag members, 71 of those, and then we have our senior members and non-residents. So I would say we have well over 650 overall.
Wow.
And that's families,
wow.
650 families.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Everybody helps out, right? Everybody helps out. Everybody steps up and does what they can to keep it running.
That's what makes it work. Yeah.
And one other thing we should mention, Joe, you don't necessarily have to own a boat to belong to the Yacht Club. Is that right, Tracy?
That is
right.
Correct. That is correct.
How does that work,
yeah.
Tracy, though? If you don't own a boat, are you going to be doing a lot of swimming? What's going on?
Well, you'd come in and you pick up an application and it goes, go to our board. But our primary request is we want somebody who wants to be involved and be on the water. So just because you don't own a boat doesn't mean you can't come down and say, you know what, I want to learn how to sail, or I want to do this, or I want to do that. And we have opportunities to match people with boat owners who are always looking for example, our sailing program. We have our Thursday nights racing, and we always have people who are looking for guests, and we have boats that focus on helping guys who are new, who want to at some point get involved in the sport. So you can come in and say, you know what, I don't know anything about it, but I want to learn, and we have an opportunity for that. We're just not for kids, it's for adults too. So just because you don't own a boat doesn't mean you don't want to be on the water and enjoy participating in a marine environment.
And Joe, you know, and I a couple of seasons ago, I crewed for the other yacht club, not the King Harbor, the Redondo
Port Royal or Redondo Beach.
Redondo Beach. Somebody asked me to crew for them for their racing night, and I did that for one season, and I absolutely loved it. And then our team kind of broke up. I guess we had too many captains. Not enough hobbies, right? But which I was completely unaware of what was going on. But basically, if you want to get on the water on race night, can't people just come in and say, hey, I want to get on a boat? And aren't they always looking for crew members?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Julie has done a lot of that, where she's got her boat that she races on, a Martin, and she's been very helpful as inviting new people out and kind of helping to get them involved, and has brought a lot of people in. If you want to talk about that, Julie.
Yeah, I can address it. I think that sometimes it can be intimidating going into a yacht club and asking to be on a boat.
So there are many of us who reach out and are encouraging because, you know, when you go out sailing and you're out on the ocean, it's a whole different language out there, and you have to be very situationally aware, and it can be very intimidating as a new crew person. So it's one of the biggest joys I get is seeing someone who I've shepherded along go from being brand new crew to now he bought a powerboat and he's looking to buy a racing boat, and to know that I was a part of that journey, and it's very rewarding to do that. So I do enjoy coaching, and particularly I focus a lot on women and getting women out there because we learn in different ways and how we react to situations is different. So I'm like to create situations where my boat can go out even if I don't go out with crew and can be out on the water. And, you know, the ocean is very therapeutic. And in this technology age, you know, you have to leave the cell phones behind and you have to focus on the moment. And it's a great release to be out there. And I'm just thankful every day that I get to do it.
You're absolutely right. And Julie has invited me out several times over the years. The only problem is Thursday nights for me, you know, Thursdays are the new Saturday. I always have events to go to on Thursday night, so I can't do the Thursday night thing. It's very sad. It's very sad. Anyway, so
we can get you out on another day. It's no problem. I don't always race. I go out for pleasure too.
Yeah. I thoroughly enjoy being on the water. I really relish the experience I had that one racing season. I know nothing. I know nothing about sailing, but I learned a lot. You know, I learned a lot, and it's a great experience. So anybody that is interested in getting on the water, you know, contact the folks at any of the yacht clubs. You know, the King Harbor, the Port Royal, the Redondo Beach Yacht Club, and they're always looking for people. They're always looking for people. All right, Joe, it's time to wrap it up.
Well, excuse me. It's been an amazing show. We've had a lot of history. We've talked about the parade itself. We've talked about organization, the parking, Uber, Lyft as well. Redondo Union High School, excellent parking. It's going to be a wonderful night. It's going to be it's a wonderful event. It really, really is. And we're so thrilled to be a part of it in our small way, again, getting the word out. And so we want to thank each and every one of you, Tracy and Denise. Thank you so much for being the co-chairs this year.
You're welcome. Oh,
thank you.
Thank you for inviting us on the show.
Thank you. And Julie, the Waterfront Education. Can you give out the URL for Waterfront Education again? And a phone number if you guys have it or whatever?
You can go to waterfronteducation.org or wego2o.org, and you'll find all about our programs. We do, you know, programs for kids. We also do programs for families. So, you find out all about us right there.
Wait a minute. You're about to blow my mind. Did you say h2o.org?
We go h2o.
Yeah, our hashtag is hashtag WeGo H2O, but you can go to H2O.org.
Julie, that has to be one of the greatest URLs in history, H2O.org.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Hold on. No, I'm sorry, it's WeGo H2O. WeGo H2O.org, not H2O.org. Sorry, lack of caffeine there. Yeah, WeGo H2O.org. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Now I'm back on dry land. Okay.
You're giving me credit for being more clever than I am.
Oh my God. WeGo H2O.org. And you know, Abby, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And is there a URL for King Harbor Youth Foundation? A phone number contact?
Yeah, we have our website, which is probably the best way to get in touch with us. It has all of our contact info and our schedule for the upcoming Learn to Sail clinics for adults and for kids under 18, 8 to 18. If you go to the website, our website is www.khyf.org.
KHYF, King Harbor Youth Foundation.
Yes.
Great. .org. Excellent. And Sea Scout skipper, Ron Grassel, thank you for joining us today.
Just Google Sea Scouts, and you'll find us, or contact King Harvey Yacht Club. That also would work for getting us.
Okay.
Google works.
Google Sea Scouts.
And thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
Great show, everybody. Do not miss this event. You will really, really, really thank us. The King Harbor Holiday Boat Parade. It's going to be fantastic. December 9th, coming up Saturday, starts at 4:30. Find a spot, get some hot cocoa, and maybe there'll be a great food truck like with lobster tacos. Yes, that's what we do here in California, lobster tacos. And it's going to be great. Thank you, everybody. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.